Sunday morning, Rhema. Amen. Here we go. Starting this here broadcast here. Let me see. Here we go. I pray everybody's well today. I pray everybody's ready for more of his word. Amen. Today, I want to talk to you about Abraham's shield. On Thursday night, we found and discovered that we, not only when we go to the post of his doors, we put on his temperament, and so that we can communicate between the grace and faith and receive freely and just, I mean, absolutely really take on a place of perfect momentum, where we're getting perfect deliverance, perfect breakthrough. Everything is happening so fast, and it's happening beautifully. But we also found here at the post of his doors that by putting on his temperament, we're taking on and we're moving with the shield of faith. Okay. And the shield of faith has been discovered there in the temperament of the Lord. Not only are you designed to win from the inside out, but he's going to protect your victory and protect you in victory by the shield of faith. It's going to quench every fiery missile of the enemy, every attack that would come to try to derail you and try to cause you to stumble or fall is just going to be quenched. I really can't fathom in my natural how wonderful that is to not only win, but to be protected while you're winning. And it's just awesome. It's just an awesome place of salvation. Mm-hmm. It's where we all were called to. We were called not just to win, but be protected in winning. No more ups and downs. We can have nothing but ups. We can have days where, like we've been in this series called Abounding Winds, to where no more abasement, no more places of shame, no more places of sorrow and guilt and all that stuff. But God is bringing us into a realm in the kingdom where it is absolutely victorious. And so we found the shield of faith, the authentic shield of faith, something I personally was not able to utilize. It was written in my Bible, but I wasn't able to utilize it. I had asked Elder Allison in a fellowship time we had, I said, let me ask you a question, Elder. I said, can you put words to describe what really, back in the day, what was really the shield of faith? And she sat and she thought for a moment. She said, no. I said, neither could I. I know it says the shield of faith. It meant something like to believe and try to keep your belief. But I didn't really have any real deep explanation or accurate explanation, and neither could she find one, to what the shield was.
Amen. It's true.
But God has revealed it to us. It's his character. My goodness, how simple. That should have been there all along. It's him.
Amen.
It's the faith of Christ, not faith in Christ. It is the faith of Christ. And so we found the shield. And so the Lord, he said, go back and look at the father of faith. He said, go back and look at how he got the shield. And I said, okay, I thought that was pretty interesting. I thought it would be maybe personal, but I didn't realize he'd have me minister on it today. But it's pretty apropos. So here we go. In this message, we're going to look at the father of faith, master using his shield. We're going to see how he mastered it. There were so many times where Abraham could have lost faith, the realm of what his and God's covenant was about. He could have lost that. So many times came up where he could have just went left field. But he used faith, authentic faith, and thereby became the father of faith. And so we're going to take a look at this. We learned on Thursday real quick in Ephesians 6:16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, love that word, all the fiery darts of the wicked. All of them. And then we learned the shield is a large shield as door-shaped. It's a portal or entrance. It's the opening or the closure, literally or figuratively. It's a door. It's a gate. How, I couldn't believe that. We found out the shield is the gate. We found out that we've been in Proverbs chapter 8 for probably a little over a month and a half, going on 2 months. But we've been learning that we go to the post of his doors. And the word post we learned means moving creatures, which we understand becomes the temperament or postures of God. In man, ox, eagle, and lion, we learned about God's temperament, God's postures, his personality, his mannerisms found in those four, not disregarding the nine fruit of the spirit at all, because they're all locked in there. Also working with the seven spirits of God. I know it sounds a little confusing, but all of that works together and makes up this awesome God, our creator of all things, ruler of all things. It makes up his total personality.
Amen.
And so at the post of his doors, we find that when we go there and we're in fellowship, we find that it becomes a personal thing. And God's temperament on our circumstances comes on us. His way of doing things, his mannerism behind it, his attitude about it, the way he would deal with it personally comes on us at the post of his doors. And that's what creates the shield of faith. When God's attitude comes on you, God's mindset rests upon you, you've got the shield of faith on you now. You're holding it. Now the fiery darts of the wicked can be quenched, so your authentic faith can really move and maneuver between grace and back to faith and bring everything that you're hoping for to pass by grace. But God wants to protect that realm.
Amen.
So he's revealed the shield. Hallelujah. He wants to protect us here so we can win every day, every moment. Praise his name.
Amen.
So now the shield of faith is being revealed. It's that entryway that we can go out and find pasture. We can find, oh my goodness, we can find kingdom. We can be in this world, but not of it, and walking in success because of the commonwealth of God's place or God's kingdom. So the shield of faith is nothing other than the temperament we find while waiting at the post of the Lord's doors. All the fiery darts, as we said, are always quenched here because we're in the right mindset or mannerism of Christ. So a new discovery God gave us. He granted us a new discovery that we find not only the temperament and the perfect, authentic faith, but we find the shield that will protect that faith. Abraham's call to the faith. We look at this little bit of the story of Abraham this morning, and we're going to trail him and see when he gets this wonderful shield. It says, now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country. And this is his call to faith here. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great. Thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee all the families of the earth, it says all the families, in thee all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. If you're looking at the screen, you see right there, Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. That's bolded out. And I'll tell you why in a moment. And Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. In Hebrews 11 and 8, it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, excuse me, not knowing whither he went. So now he went out here as the Lord had spoken. So Abram walked in the word of the Lord just as he spoke it. And in the note, it says here, Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him. He left on the rhema of God. He had no idea where he was going. The Lord said, I'll show you the land. Abraham left not knowing He only left on a word from God. Hence, he left in faith. Now, that's where it starts. Amen. He didn't know where he was going. He only had a word. Can you imagine not knowing if you're going north, south, east, or west, but looking for something, searching for something, not knowing what direction? So he didn't leave with any knowledge of anything other than what God had said. So when he left on the word, faith, now the faith, the call of faith came to him. He was now walking in faith. He only left on a word from God. Hence, he left in faith. And now it would be the shield that would come unto him throughout his journey to protect and seal Abraham in that faith. So he left in faith. And now God is going to couple a shield. We're going to see that in just a moment. God brings a shield to Abraham as he's in moving and in this journey of faith. It's kind of like us. We've been in this journey of Rhema for quite a while now. Now God is seeing that we've been in the temperament. We've stayed in the study. We've stayed here. Now God is revealing a shield to us, much like he did to Abraham afterwards. Abraham stepped out and walked out. In Genesis 8, we see that. And then we get up to Genesis 14 to where God now reveals the shield. If you're with me, just say amen.
Amen.
So everybody that's walking in this rhema word, God is revealing a shield to you.
Yes.
And God wants you to master this shield just like Abraham did. He wants you to utilize it. He wants you to be victorious with it. He wants you to overcome. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to walk in his wealth because of it. It says here in Genesis 14, it says, and they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. This is in the battle, what was called the Battle of the Kings. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram, the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, and the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and the brother of Anar, and these were confederate with Abraham. They were down with Abraham, or Abram at the time. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, meaning Lot, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them and pursued them under Hubah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. Verse 16 says, and he brought back all the goods and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women also and the people. And the king of Sodom went out, verse 17, went out to meet him after his return from slaughter of the Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the Valley of Sheba, at which is the King's Dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. That's what Abram did unto the priest of Melchizedek. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, give me the persons and take the goods to thyself. And Abram said, now watch this now. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lift up mine hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldest say, I have made Abram rich, save only that which the young men have eaten and the portion of the men which went with me to Anar, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion. So Abram disregards all of that. He does not want to walk in the wealth. He doesn't want to walk in man's wealth. He doesn't want to walk in anything that man had designs or control over. He sticks with the word of the Lord. The Lord told him not to take anything from anyone. And he stuck it out here. And God is watching Abram. Watch. He's watching this. Now, verse 24 is the last scripture in that chapter. And so we get to Genesis 15 and 1 here. And watch what happens here. After God watched Abram, when the covenant, let me reflect. The covenant between Abram and God was that God would bless him and make him a wealthy nation. If he keeps those spoils, he multiplies even more. He goes into a whole nother stratosphere of wealth if he keeps what was after that battle. But Abram stayed in, and God watched here to see if Abram would stay in the word. And as he stayed in the word and as he held fast to the word, God sees his temperament on Abram. So we pick up in Genesis 15 and 1, and it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. This is right after he denied that wealth. He said, fear not, Abram. I am thy shield. Woo, glory. And thy exceeding great reward. That's the first time God ever called himself a shield to Abram. Abraham stayed in the rhema. And as Abram stayed in the rhema, God reveals his shield. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God reveals his shield as Abram stays in the rhema. He said, I am thy shield. Amen. And thy exceeding great reward. Right after he stuck it out. I don't know that I might have lost the temperament of the Lord there. I might have kind of veered. I don't know where I would be. I hope that I'm strong enough to stick out what the word was. But seeing all of the wealth from that battle, all of the spoils that came as a result of that battle, and not touching it, not taking it, that shows the temperament of the Lord, because he stuck with the word. So God's temperament was over him. Now the revelation that I am thy shield has come because he stayed in the rhema. He didn't leave it. I kind of look at that as being very, 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 it kind of, this is exactly where we are. I believe this is synonymous to where we are. I believe because we stayed in this rhema, God is revealing now, I am thy shield. You could have gone that way. You could have focused over here. You could have left me over there. You could have done this right there, but you have stuck it out. So I am thy shield. I got you here. And your exceeding great reward. I've revealed grace and faith, but now I'm going to protect this realm of prosperity and salvation.
Hallelujah, God.
And I'm going to reveal my shield to you just like he did Abram. Watch this now. Now we've gotten the shield, TGM. This is a very prophetic message. We've gotten the shield, but now it's time for us to master the shield. It's time for us to truly master the shield of faith. You say, but Apostle, we just got it the other day. It doesn't make a difference. There's been a sense of the shield all around us. We've got an instruction on how to get there and get covered under the shield.
Amen, God. Amen, God.
The instruction didn't change since we've been in Proverbs chapter 8 to get to the post of his doors. Now let's master this. Let us, above all, take the shield of faith. Abraham now starts to get into this. It's here where Abraham could have strayed in his own mind. The covenant was that God was going to make him a great nation. Abraham could have easily taken this fraudulent claim that God had fulfilled his covenant. But he stayed in the temperament of the Lord and didn't follow man's word. The king of Sodom said, you take the spoils. And that was the boss back then. He was the main man. You take all the spoils. Abram's like, nah, dude, we're not doing that. It was here that he was tried with this pseudo wealth that God would reveal that his rhema word comes with a shield. Because you stayed with it, now I'm going to show you that it will shield you. The Lord showed me something really powerful. Not only does it shield Abram, but it shields, watch this, the rhema word now becomes a shield unto itself. It becomes a shield under the promises that are being made. It becomes a shield because we watch Abram and we watch him stick it out in this word. And it shields not only him from destruction, because he could have easily gotten killed when he went into Egypt. I believe that's in Genesis chapter, I'm not sure, 21. But Abram could have easily gotten killed and when he went into Egypt, when he lied to Pharaoh and told him that Sarah was his sister. But Abram, staying in the temperament of the Lord, he stays right there. And yes, it seemed like a lie, but in actuality, they had blood tie as well. So there was truth behind what he said.
Amen.
And so now Abram's protected back there. And this thing is being a shield unto him. But not only is it a shield unto him, but this thing now becomes a shield unto the promises of God. The shield doesn't just protect us. It protects the word. It's an awesome shield. Watch this here as we discover more. Three examples of Abraham mastering the shield. We look over in Romans chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. It says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, I love that. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. How in the world does this man at 100 years old, his lower extremities are dead? The Bible says he was dead in body, meaning his lower extremities no longer worked. This man with his lower extremities not working now, God is telling him, you're going to go ahead and conceive. But he was dead in body. But this man didn't even think about it. Wasn't even an issue. No problems, nothing. I remember an old story, we talked about this. But we see it now differently. I see it differently, that the temperament of God protected Abram here. Didn't even consider things. Why? Because he wasn't in his own temperament. He was in the temperament of God. He was under the shield here, protecting not just himself and causing himself to actually revitalize, but now we also see that the shield is protecting. If he got into the realm of unbelief, then the promise of God would now fade away as well. But the shield was over Abram. He's mastering this shield. He's walking under this shield where he's staying. How did he stay under the shield? He stuck with the word. God said that in Isaac shall my seed be called. He gave glory to God. I can see this little old scrawny 100-year-old man giving glory unto God. Praising God right before he goes in to conceive with his wife, whose womb was also dead, and he didn't even consider that either. But he's praising God because he's under the shield of faith. The shield's protecting him and protecting the promise. And Abraham's mastering the shield. So we see that in the beginning of his story about Isaac. And then we look over in Genesis chapter 21, verses 9 through 14. And it says, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son. For the son of this bondwoman shall not be the heir with my son, even Isaac. So this is after they conceived Isaac. Now Sarah's getting upset watching Ishmael mock Isaac. And coming up against him, and his mama was down with it too. And so now Sarah sees this, and she tells Abraham, wherefore she said unto Abram, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. Verse 11 is bolded out, and it says, and the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Just because Isaac was the heir didn't mean Abraham didn't love Ishmael.
Amen.
He loved Ishmael. And having to cast him out was grievous. Watch this. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of the bondwoman, thy bondwoman. and all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called, Rama Cain. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. So now Abraham's challenged here. Mm-hmm. He could have easily stepped out of the temperament of the Lord and said no, and got into this pseudo love saying, no, I had the child. I'm going to keep him and protect him. But the Rhema word went against even how Abraham was feeling. And once again, Abraham uses this shield to protect not only himself, but the promise.
Amen.
He's utilizing this shield here. He's utilizing the temperament of God. And what temperament would you say was found here? I'd say I see in these examples so far, I'm seeing ox. I'm seeing Abraham with the strength of the ox to endure in the perfect Rhema word. He did not veer to the left or to the right. This guy had perfect endurance in exactly what God said.
Amen.
He didn't water it down. He didn't try to add this or take away that and try to do this and tweak it to make it fit him. No. He endured in the right Rhema word, in the precise Rhema word. That became his shield. That against everything, against how he felt, it didn't make a difference. I'm going to endure. I'm staying under his temperament. I'm going to let his temperament control me here.
Yes, God.
I'm going to let his temperament make the decisions here. My heart is desperately, it's deceitful, it's wicked, it's fraudulent. Abraham didn't even tap into his feelings. And when he did, the Rhema would come and wash away how he felt about it.
Hallelujah.
He's mastering the shield. The shield is being mastered in Genesis 22, 10 through 13. I think this is really, really awesome when you see it. It's right after God kicks Ishmael out of the camp that now God is going to now challenge Abraham yet again. In Genesis 22, 10 through 13, it says, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. We all know the story. So I just jumped in the middle of it. This is where Abraham was tested to give Isaac as an offering unto God by killing him. He says, Abraham said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and beheld, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. We see the temperament of the Lord here. Now Ishmael's put out of the camp. Abraham's now challenged to now give Isaac over by death unto the Lord. This man just released his one son. Now he released the false heir, but still his son. Now the true heir is he's being challenged with. Here's your note. It says, we see the temperament of the Lord in the posture of the ox on Abraham. In all three examples, he didn't stagger at the Rhema word of God. Nothing deterred him from what God had said. The temperament became his shield, not only protecting and preserving him, but the shield also protected and preserved the word until it came to pass. He was 100 years old in the beginning. The first example, in his lower extremities were dead. The only son from his loins, the word told his to discard him, get rid of him. He told him to get rid of Ishmael. And the last example was for him to kill his true heir and seed, but the temperament of the ox. He's challenged in all three areas, but the temperament of the ox became a shield unto him. And the covenant between him and God was fulfilled. He stayed right there, all three examples, one following each other. It got harder and harder. First, he had to believe he could have an heir. Second, then the heir that he did have, the one he did, he had to get rid of and discard. Then God challenged him again with the heir that the heir that he finally got, that was the true heir. God is saying, kill him. It from step to step, it got tougher and tougher, but he mastered utilizing the temperament of God. How? By keeping his focus on the precise rhema word.
Amen. Amen.
Mastered the shield. Amen, God. He was shielded from himself. His own mindset could not enter. Amen. He just stayed in the word. Hence, he's called unto us the father of all that believe. The Father. And watch, because of this, it's because of this. Watch this now. Because of this here, what he did in offering Isaac and going all the way, this is how the shield was extended to us through the faith of Abraham. Not faith in, but the faith of Abraham, meaning moving like Abraham. This shield is now extended to us. In Genesis chapter 22, we look at verses 15 through 18. It says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, talking about giving up Isaac, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed, now this is where the shield is extended, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Because of what Abraham did, God now extends this covenant for us, where it's now extended. His seed, meaning Christ now, would now possess the gates, which we studied out, of his enemies. To who? All of the seed of Abraham, that everybody that comes in through Christ and that walks, listen, this is the key, that walks in the faith of Abraham, that walks like Abraham walked, that doesn't get involved because of his own fraudulent heart and mind, but walks in the word to the point where the word becomes his temperament. This is the one that this is where the shield is being stretched to. This is why TGM, there's such an invitation for us to come and grab hold of the shield of faith, because we're moving in spite of so many things, hallelujah, that have been going on around us, in spite of life trying to happen in a negative way, we're still coming to the post of his doors. We're not letting go, praise his name.
Amen.
And amen. Because of this, the shield now is extended amen. Over us.
Amen.
The shield is saying, I will possess the gate of your enemies. I'll take care of you. I'll shield you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It says here, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Why is this happening? Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Because of Abraham showing God that a people could walk by faith and not by sight. God said, now I see man can do it. I'm going to extend the offer to everyone that walks in the faith of faithful Abraham. Says here, my note says, Abraham mastered the shield. And all that believe, like faithful Abraham, walk under the same bi-directional blessing. He didn't just have a rhema, but he became the rhema. That's Sister Erica. I tried to type her name and then the typo came up. That's what Sister Erica said and what she had gotten when her face was to the wall and she put her ear to the wall, rather. She said, it's not only time to listen to this rhema, but it's time to become the rhema. And that's mm-hmm. what happened. He had the true shield of faith, which kept him and the word alive to be perfectly executed in the earth.
Hallelujah.
Now we walk in his legacy. Hear that again. Now it's time for us to walk in his legacy through Christ Jesus. It's our time now to master the shield and watch true kingdom advancement. It really is. And I round it off with this, and this is enough said. I'm closing right here. It says in Galatians 3:9, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So then, it says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham.
Amen.
If we're of faith, mm-hmm. not in it, of it. If we're walking, listen, if we're of it, that it's become our origin, it's become our lifestyle. Going to the post of his doors, watching faith and grace do what they're supposed to do. Grace takes us to faith. Faith takes us back to grace to give us reflection. Now we're also now reliant with a knowledge of the shield. That before I fail, before I fall, no. I'll take the shield of faith on. How? I'll go to the post of his doors. I'll put on his temperament.
Yes.
It'll control me before I fall. It'll control me before I make a wrong decision. It'll control me before I just lash out. It'll control me. The temperament of the Lord will control me. And there'll be nothing that puts a breach in the spirit. It will protect the promises of God. It'll protect my Kairos place. It will protect my due season. It will protect me here. I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'll watch how he makes me rich and adds no sorrow.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I will put on the shield of faith. I will master the shield, and so will you. As you're watching it protect you, glory be to God. Yes, and protect the promises of God. Every promise of God to you on this line is yea and amen. Healing is the children's bread. It's God's good pleasure to prosper you in a thing. It's his good pleasure to watch you prosper. The promises of the Lord are yea and amen to you. And the shield is here to protect those promises. To quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Master the shield. How? I told you, just don't lose your focus on this rain.
Amen.
And the shield will be mastered.
Amen. Amen.
No matter what you're facing, get back to what the Lord has said to us. Wait daily at the post of my doors.
Yes, God.
Watch daily at my gate. Let my temperament come over you. Many of you right now, and I'll prophesy this to those that are on the line, many of you are in a real metamorphosis. You're in a real change. There's a lot of things that probably feel awkward within your flesh. That's because you're changing over to the faith life. So it feels a little bit uncomfortable here and there. You feel a little uncertain, a little edgy, a little antsy. Your feet want to go somewhere, but don't really. Temperament is controlling your feet, and you can't even do what you used to do. Mm-hmm. You're in a metamorphosis, the Lord says. You're in a change. You're in a time of change. How do you finish this metamorphosis? Keep coming to the post of his doors. Keep allowing him to put authentic faith over you. The faith life is coming into vision. It's coming into focus. You're starting to see it more and more. But the old man is still trying to peek out those windows too and trying to see life the way he knew it or the way he had it. But he's getting weaker and weaker as the days go on and as you're doing this word, executing what you've been learning, coming into authentic faith. I'm telling you now, the old man is fading away. Don't stop coming. Let the full change commence.
Yes, Jesus.
Ah,
yes.
Don't be afraid. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
Oh. It's not you letting go. It's God prying it from your hands. It's grace. It's not you letting go. It's God taking it from you. It's grace. Cool. You're not even in the equation of your own deliverance. It's God delivering you. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. It's grace bringing you out. You have no control. It's grace.
Yes.
Through faith. Master the shield. Stay in this word, master the shield. And watch every fiery dart of your enemy be quenched. Abraham had a shield. God said, I am thy shield, an exceeding great reward. I hear it like this. I'm going to shield your exceeding great rewards. Nothing's going to stop it. Nothing's going to stop it. I'm shielding your blessing, shielding your success. I'm shielding your salvation.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Enough said. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on and lift those hands for a moment again.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, whereby you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, of the wicked. Oh, Jesus, we give you praise. It's here at the post of your doors that we find this. It's here at the entry of your gate, Lord God, that we're finding this.
Thank you.
We're truly finding this, Lord. We're truly finding it.
Thank you.
Abraham was a wonderful example. That man didn't stagger. He didn't stagger. He had his moment with Hagar because of his wife, what she said. But how you breathed the rhema back to him when it was time for him to release Ishmael. And he did. He did exactly what you said. When he first got up and left his father's house, you didn't even tell him to go north, south, east, or west. But he got up not knowing where he went, and he just did it. Oh, God. When he didn't keep the spoils, when he didn't keep them, Jesus, he could have said, this is where he's made me a great nation, but he didn't keep them, Lord. He didn't do it. He stuck with the word. He said, "Not you said not to take a thread, not even not a shoe latchet, nothing." And he stuck with the word in the midst of all of that wealth. And you revealed your shield to him. He mastered your shield, Lord. You showed him how. He stuck with what you said out of your mouth. Help us, Lord God, to stick with what you're saying.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
The shield will reveal itself if we just stay in the study. The shield is revealing itself.
Yes.
Your temperament is falling on us, Master. It's wonderful. I just pray that we accept the change. Help us to accept the change. Change is here. Help us, Lord, to accept it. the faith life is presenting itself in its totality. Help us to accept it, Jesus.
Yes.
And let us master the shield. Let us master the shield. Oh, and I give you praise, Lord. I give you praise. There's a release on the line. There's a release on the line. There's a release. There's a release. Thank you, Master. There's a release. Oh, glory be to God. There's a release. Jesus, I give you praise right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because Abraham did what he did, we can walk in it. Mm-hmm. The Bible says, because you obeyed my voice. God extended this here. He knew that this would be the plan of redemption through his son, through his seed. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. There's a release on the line. There's a release. Thank you, Master. Ooh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Elder Allison says, really good. Stick it out, Rhema family. Wow. Elder Donna says, God brought us from unidirectional faith to bidirectional faith, and we stayed in it, and it brought us to receive the shield of faith. That is so true. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Jesus. It says here, Blanche says, amen. A tribe called Bless says, yes, Lord. A tribe called Bless says this, and I agree 100%. New wineskins, that's the truth.
Amen, God.
And I think that's the adjustment we're feeling. That's the adjustment right there. Is we're getting new wineskins.
Hallelujah.
He's changing our skins. Hallelujah.
Mm, hallelujah.
It's on point. Mm-hmm. That's that adjustment. That's what we're feeling. And I tell you, while we're under the metamorphosis, there's a shield protecting us here. Just trust it. Just go with it. And let grace do the work it's been ordered and ordained to do, where God will influence your mind and then reflection will come. Just let it come. It's okay. Prophetess wrote in one of the prayers, accepting the change. And let's accept it. Let's receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Receive it. Let's see what this kingdom can really do. My goodness, we've been given all the attributes to walk it out. Let's see what it can really, really do. I'm determined to see it. I'm determined to walk in it. And I know you are too. You wouldn't be on this line right now if you weren't. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that is all I have for you today. I pray that it blessed you. I pray that it gave you what you needed. Go back and just check it out for yourself. Look at the accounts of look at how Abraham, the man was just so, yeah, he was so, he was just dope, man. That's all I can say. He was something else. He just didn't, he didn't veer from God's word. He stuck it out and it became a shield to him. And boy, oh boy, yeah. Did God ever honor covenant with him? Mm-hmm. He really did. Well, that's it for today, guys. I